Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Daily BM. It's time for a new episode. And on this Tech Talk Tuesday, we don't talk about tech at all. We talk about Brad. I can't remember his name. Brad. No, not Brad. Brad. There we go. Brad. Yeah. Forgot him. Talking about fat people buying all the shit at the movie theater, I think. And then we ramble on about our childhood memories of horrors and stupid shit that we almost killed ourselves with, I think. I don't know. It's too early for this shit. All right, guys. Remember, 5-star review only. If it's less than 5 stars, we don't give a shit. We don't want it. So get the hell out of here after you listen to the show. Enjoy.
Good morning, fuckers, and we are back. You aren't you so happy that we are back? That's right. We are here today to kick ass with a fresh new show. And after a 3-show hiatus, we hope you enjoyed the old shit. And if you didn't, well, hey, you know what? Blow us. We don't care. Anyway, that being said, Mikey, what's up, brother?
I tried to quit people, but Brad wouldn't let me.
Yeah. I said no. No.
He said that you all depended on me being here. So here we are again.
And so here we are one more time. So
still kicking.
So listen to this. So I went to go see last week. So and everybody's going to hate me because that's probably the reason why we do the show. But you know what? Fuck it. You know, we have laughs too. So
but do
I
we?
Went to go. I went. Yeah, I know. Right. It's just I'm trying to make myself feel better. Can you just let like just not. Like just go along with it for once instead of going, but do we?
No, last time that happened, I got in big trouble.
What do you mean?
Just going along with it.
Oh no, that is true.
That's how people wind up in jail.
Or
I was
dead.
Just driving.
Or dead.
Anyways, you have a story.
So the story. So I go to this movie with my wife. We go see Deadpool and Wolverine. I'm not going to give away anything, guys. So there's no reason to run and go, I don't want to hear it. Because I'm not going to tell you anything about the show. It was awesome. Wait, no. But
Deadpool die at the end?
Yes. So it's over. It's all over. So did Wolverine. He died too. But died. Didn't he?
Oh, yeah. If you watch Logan.
Yeah, exactly. Although I don't want to say
the future
because the very opening sequence was fucking awesome. That's all I'm going to say. I laughed my ass off for about a good 10 minutes. So anyway, we go to the theater and the one thing that annoys me about movie theaters, there's two things that actually annoy me and I have to freaking just get your opinion on it. One is anytime there's a major event movie at a movie theater where they have like stuff that you can buy, like popcorn buckets or you know, talking about that little paraphernalia.
There was merch.
Yeah, there was merch. Okay. So there's always those 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 assholes that literally buy all the fucking merch.
Oh.
To go and resell it.
Oh, yeah. Did that happen? They let them do that?
It absolutely happened. And, you know,
they let them get away with that, though?
Yeah, they let them get away with it at the Northside Theaters. Yep. And I was like, wow. I'm kind of glad because I didn't want to spend $25 on a fucking bucket. But, you know, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But the reality was,
I'm surprised they let them do that.
I was really shocked because, it was 2 young girls working the register. Okay. Yeah. And they had like a total, we really don't give a fuck kind of attitude. You know what I mean?
Of course. Well, of course.
Of course. You know, that's the world we live in. Nobody gives a shit. So I was just kind of like, okay, all right. You know, because it just ruins it for, you know, just get one, guys. You know, I understand these people that want to buy them and then turn around and sell them on eBay and all that kind of shit. You know what I mean? But I think they should ban all that shit, personally. I think it's just an asshole move.
How un-American of you.
I know. I'm striking down capitalism. You will be a communist asshole right now. I don't know. Understand why I just did Japanese for communist asshole, but it worked for me right then. But, my thing is, it's like, why in the fuck? Do people, then, especially when you see like 20, 30 people behind you in line and you're like, I'll take 10 buckets, please. You know what I mean? It's like, all right, I'm going to do a little bit of asshole move here and you're probably going to freaking give me the biggest hard time for this. But it's always
I got it. Big,
looks like he lives in his mom's basement.
because he probably does. That's probably why he's buying 10 of them so he can move out of his mom's basement. Have some sympathy. He's probably doing it so he can move out of the basement.
No, he's not. He's buying more fucking video games, dude, with it. He's going to fucking... Is GameStop still a thing? I don't even know.
Yeah, it's still a thing.
Okay, I didn't know. So Xbox and, you know, the things that you can download them now. I was just wondering if those stores are back on the way of the dodo.
No,
but anyway,
no, they're still around.
That's so funny, man. He wants to get out of his mom's basement, so he's buying popcorn buckets to sell them at 10 times, 100 times the cost. So that's number one, okay? The second thing, which is the most annoying shit in the world in a movie theater. Okay, why does anyone bring a child to a rated R opening? And when I'm talking child, I'm talking like 3 years old or younger. It literally ruins the fucking movie, man. I literally, dude, you would have been proud of me because I kept my cool. My wife, on the other hand, was getting a little bit elevated because it was irritating her. I could see it, you know? But I was all like, right. I took deep breaths and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to zone this little kid out. But it was like, this is all I heard. You ready? So get ready to, I'm going to try to go back from the microphone. Ready? This is what it sounded like. Here we go. I mean, the whole entire fucking sequence for like 15-20 minutes, dude. I'm going like this. It was at the half, like at the point of the movie where it was getting critical to pay attention. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's always that timing that kids go, hey, I want to be a dick to my parents. But here's what kills me about that whole shit. The mom or the dad just sits there and let them fucking keep doing it. Let me tell you how that worked in my time. My dad would go like this. Hey, either shut the hell up or I'm going to give you something to shut the hell up about. You know what I mean? And if I didn't shut up, I was getting put out into the hallway in front of everybody else waiting in line to get into the next movie. You know what I mean? And he would light me up right there in front of everybody.
Yeah.
Now it's Jimmy. Let me slap your hand. Jimmy. Jimmy.
Right.
No, Jimmy. No. For like 20 minutes, man. I mean, did your dad like discipline you like that? Like, hey, if you act, or did you not act up? Were you like the perfect fucking child? Probably, knowing you.
Number one, we were poor as fuck, so I never even saw the inside of a movie theater until I was I don't know, 12, 14. And the only reason I did that is because my friend opened the door and I was able to sneak in. Our idea. So.
I'm sorry, I'm imagining you being with like fucking iron on patches on your knees for your jeans and shit like that.
100%. This is my childhood memories of the movie theater. We'd roll up in my dad's 1978, whatever, Ford something. I don't even know what it was. It might have been AMG.
Gremlin.
I don't even know what it was.
No, AMC
it was
Gremlin.
It was a big ass boat. It had a solid front seat and a bench seat and a solid bench seat in the back with no seatbelts ever anywhere.
Dude, there was never seatbelts in cars in the 70s, man. It was like you either ride or die. I mean, it was brought on a whole new word.
So we pull up to the drive-in theater and we'd park on the hill thing. And my dad would lift, open the window and grab the little thing, the speaker, and put it in this door and roll his window up. And then he would light the little mosquito cube thing that was like a little curly cue on the
dash. Yes,
I
know what you're talking about.
And I would try to slouch down and look between the two the two headrests over the smoke pillar below the rearview mirror to try to see a quarter of the screen. After about 20 minutes, the entire car would be filled with cigarette smoke. So it'd be kind of like I'd be my own little like a fog machine environment. So at that point, it was more flashing lights as opposed to actual content. And because the speaker was by my dad's ear, he wouldn't turn the volume up because he didn't like it being loud. So
you became the master lip sync reader?
No, I couldn't see the screen. So all it was a little light. It was a light show, and it was like
Harley Brown teacher,
pretty much. So that's how I enjoyed like Star Wars, Indiana Jones. You know, Hills Have Eyes.
You saw the laser beams coming through the smoke. That was it,
pretty much.
Stormtroopers can't hit shit.
So that's my fond childhood memories of going to the movie theater. And I do remember he would send me in, we'd order the pizza.
And he'd you actually had pizza though?
He would order the pizza because it was like on sale the days we'd go. And it'd be that 12-inch
movie family night.
It'd be that 12-inch thermonuclear grease pizza that's like 98% grease. And when you'd carry it, it would like scald your hands. Like it was literally just like dribbling down your hands. You'd like,
going right down your forearm.
You know,
it's like eating away the skin on your forearm as it's going down it.
And you're trying to navigate the drunks and the other people slowing their cars over and, you know, trying not to trip over the rocks in the parking lot because it's like pitch black and you can only move by the noise, by the action or the light scenes in the movie. So, you know, I'd get that back and have my pizza and watch the light show from the back seat. And then we would turn around and watch the other feature, the last movie, with the radio in the car. Because he didn't like to run the car a lot because of gas and stuff. So then we just turned the radio on, and then we could watch the other movie facing the other direction. So we'd be there for like, I don't know, 6 hours watching three movies. Because it'd always be like a double feature. And then they'd play the first movie again. So they'd have the first movie, middle movie, and first movie again. So you could literally get three movies in for the price of one.
And now, did you live in an environment where, like, when you were growing up, I mean, were you always in Lakeland or did you, or were you, when you grew up, were you like,
we moved here in 1986 when I was like, I don't know, 10 years old.
Oh, so you lived here during that whole thing?
We moved here 84. Yeah. It was a Silver Moon Drive-In theater.
Oh God. We went to. So you can't, and you know, you can't sit outside your car during the summer. Number one, because you're going to get carried away by mosquitoes,
lit up,
man.
Lit up. Yeah.
You were smacking your skin more so than burning from the pizza. I mean, just from that shit. Yep. You know, I have fond memories. That's why of the we had
those. That's why we had those mosquito rings. Oh, I did too later in life because we'd pull my truck up. I throw a mattress in the back of my truck, and we'd back my truck up, and we'd all sit on the back of the truck with a mattress and watch movies. It was a good time when I was older. Like I really enjoyed that place.
Yeah, me too. You know, we used to
probably,
sneak in.
Probably a shit show now, though. I couldn't even imagine.
Oh yeah, you can. You're definitely gonna have the pride of Polk if you get my drift in there. But I will say this: I have very fond memories of pulling up my yellow Volkswagen Bug. It was banana yellow. Shit you not. Let me tell you how stupid my friends were. All right, we would literally load up my and the people at the front, they knew what we were doing. You know, the people that were taking the tickets. So I think it was like $5 to go to the movie theater, right? Yeah. Everybody had to have a seat, right? In the car. Mm-hmm. That was the only way you could pay $5 for the whole car. Okay. So my friends had the great idea because on a Volkswagen Beetle, you actually have like a back compartment behind the back seat. And it's literally a foot by a foot and a half. You know what I mean? It's not big. My friends would stack each other on top of that shit versus paying another Jesus. $5. Shit you not, man. Mm-hmm. They would stack themselves in the Bug in the back, 1, 2, 3, on top of each other. They'd throw a blanket over the top of it, right? And they were bitching. It's fucking hot. And the guy on the bottom was always bitching, you know what I mean? Because you're getting smushed and you're in a 1 foot by 1 foot compartment, you know what I mean? With no breathing. We were the dumbest shit. In my trunk, we would take the spare tire out of the trunk in the front, right?
Yep.
And one person, and the only one that could do it was Kenny, the small kid. Right. He would basically lay in it on his belly with his head underneath and turn to the side. And we'd shut the hood on top of him and we would drive across the street. Now, let me tell you how dangerous this shit was. He was in the front, dude, there's no protection. If I get in a head on collision, he's dead immediately. Right.
Yeah.
And we pull up there, pay $5, get into the freaking theater, get on that little hill thing like you're talking about where you get yourself situated. I'd pop the hood, bing, he come flying out. Everybody, it was like a fucking clown car, dude. Everybody's piling out of this Volkswagen Beetle, dude. I probably put 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people into a Beetle.
Jeez.
Shit you not. And thank you, Silver Moon, for the very, very many movies that my friends were just cheap bastards and didn't want to pay another $5. And you're still here today. And you're still here today. And, you know, and it's really, I think it's the only movie theater here, is it not? I think it's the only drive-in.
Yeah.
And I think out of Florida, there's only like a handful. Yep. Like, I think there's less than five, if my memory serves me correct. There used to be one off Highway 60 near Mulberry, between Mulberry and Brandon. and that's gone now too. It's just the screen, the poor concrete screen and the little house that's in the middle, but there's like grass all over the place. You can still see the poles, I think, where the microphones used to be. But yeah, those microphones, man, and they sounded like shit. I mean, they were pure garbage.
You know? Yeah. So it's not like, Far speakers.
Yeah, it's not like the audio. Well, let me ask you something. So my friend, you know, had what they called a Green Galaxy 500. Ford made that. If you get a chance, Google that car. You have to see car.
Hold on.
It's a green Ford green. It was called the Galaxy. It was the Ford Galaxy 500. Okay.
That's what my dad had.
Yeah. Okay. So that car.
Hold on. 1970. Let me see what it looked like in 1978. Because the 76 model looks really cool.
It looked like this, but it was green. Nope, it was
what my dad had. That's exactly
this car right here. This car right here. For people that can't see this, okay, I'm sending it to you in Slack. So check this out. So this car, but imagine that thing.
That's
being
what my dad had.
Yeah, but it was one solid color, two door, just like that, right? Mm-hmm. Solid green. The freaking engine was like 10 feet long. It went on forever. You're right. When you say it's like a boat, it's like a pontoon boat on wheels.
I'm literally telling you that I know because my dad, that's what I went to the drive-in
theater. You sat in that damn thing in the back
seat?
That's
what my dad had. That's what
Oh my God, you poor child. That was the most miserable car.
I couldn't see shit. It was miserable.
You can't see anything from the back, dude, when you're fucking back there. You're right. There's no seatbelt in that bitch. It was a danger thing. My buddy had a lime green one, right, that his dad had in high school. And we would drive that bitch all around that beach.
It was a Ford LTD, which is
the exact
same
thing.
Okay, so
he had the LTD. It's the same car pretty much. They just called this one the Galaxy 500 or whatever.
It was this one but blue.
But man, damn, dude, that car for its time, would haul ass because it was a V8. Yeah. You know what I mean? But it was a gas guzzling whore.
Yep.
Yep. Your dad had that
one. It was that one, but dark blue. Dark blue.
Oh my God. I mean, they're similar to one another, man. I mean, they're pretty damn close. They're still big, boaty ass cars, you know? But yeah, man, I remember those days very, very vividly.
It was the highest trim level of the full size Ford model. Was the Ford Galaxy was the one before that? The Ford Galaxy 500 was the one before this one. So the LTD was a model that was newer. It replaced it.
Were your friends ever did you guys ever do stupid shit to almost where you think you shouldn't have been alive?
Oh, all the time.
It brought back a memory. My buddy had a Volvo, right? It was a 1982 Volvo, right? I'll never forget this story. And if I've told you before, sorry, you're going to hear it again. But literally, I probably did. I have a history of repeating myself. So the reality is he had this car, right? And he got into a car accident, right? So he just got it fixed. His dad was like, he begged his dad, hey, man, let me go pick up Brad. We're going to go out, but we're only going to go to one or two places, which is bullshit. We never fucking were, truthful about that.
Yeah.
And so I'll never forget it. He goes, hey man, I'm gonna go pick up, I forget the two girls' names. He's like, let's go pick up so and so and we'll go out. I went, all right. So as we're on our way down Edgewood, right, to go over to pick them up, this song from the Beatles comes on and he's singing it, looking at me.
Yeah.
Like this dude. Now, oh my God, why am I having a brain fart? It's the thing that you repair. Basically, it's the coils where the air goes over and it cools the engine. Oh my God. Why am I having a brain fart?
I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about, right? Where you put water into it?
The radiator?
Radiator. Thank you. Jesus. I couldn't think of the word. But he literally just had the radiator.
You were throwing me off with the way
Now, back then, radiators were like $1,000, right? To replace. His dad just literally spent $1,000 on this car, man, to get it up and running.
Oh, really?
He's looking at me from the driver's side, not paying any attention. And I'm like, Travis, say! He slams into the back of a car that stopped.
Oh,
blows the freaking radiator. It's going all over the place. I look at him and I'm like, are you okay? He goes, my dad is
going to kill me.
Kill me. And I was like, all right, well, let's go to your house, dude. He goes, get the fuck out of the car. I go, what? He goes, get the fuck out of here, man. He goes, I don't want him thinking that we were all in here.
Yeah.
And I said, are you shitting me right now, dude? He was like, get the fuck out. We got out of his car in the middle of Edgewood and I walked. Now think about this, from Edgewood down old Highway 37 all the way to Hallam.
Jeez.
It took forever. But you know what?
What?
Travis was like, I don't want any heat on y'all. Get out of here. I remember calling him like 3 hours later and he's like, I can't talk right now. And I'm like, what? He goes, I'll call you tomorrow. So he calls me the next day. Gosh. He's like, dude, my dad was so fucking beet red in his face. He grabbed me by my long ass fucking hair and told me, you're a dead man.
You're dead.
You're dead to me, son. I mean, because think dead. About it, dude. I mean, he spent $1,000 and then his son goes and turns around and fucking wrecks his car. But you know what? I got some of that back from my son. I literally bought him a freaking car, if you recall. And what's he do? Within wrecks 3 months, fucking wrecks the fuck out of it and totals it. I was like, you motherfucker.
You gotcha. Gotcha.
You got me. Have you done anything like stupid like that shit before? Like where it's like just total dumb shit that your dad got literally pissed off at you?
All right. So there's a lot of episodes of stupidity and a lot of episodes where I should have died. There was one time out at Bernie Little's back there when we used to go back there and mudsling and jump over the dunes.
I know exactly what you're talking about. That's over by Scott Lake, right?
No, it's over there by the Bernie Little Distributors off Reynolds
Road. Oh, you were way – oh, okay. You were up like where the parkway is.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, it's, okay. I thought you meant Bernie Little's house. No. Go ahead.
And there was this hill we were driving over. And this guy was going over because he was up on like 40s and he was going over it. And my little truck was on 33s and I was having a hard time getting over it. So I just figured if I get more speed, I'll go over.
I already see where this is going.
So I hit that son of a bitch and like my truck went up in the air and it came down and it crashed and it was sitting up and down, like vertical, like up and down. Like the girl that was in the car was laying in the windshield. Like
what?
Yeah.
Was like she okay? She
fell forward. Yeah. Everybody was fine. Nobody got hurt.
Thank God. She didn't have her seatbelt on, did she?
No. We didn't have seatbelts back then. Like, it was like not a thing.
Yeah.
She was sitting in the bench seat, like, next to me. And, like, I was holding her. Like, the stick was in between her legs. And, like, she went forward and I grabbed her and she just, like, fell into it. I mean, it wasn't, like, it was weird because it wasn't, like, a hard, fast impact. Like, you know, like, but it hit.
How's it go?
And then my truck fell backwards. Back on the tires, thank God, because if it rolled forward, it would crush the cab. I mean, it landed on the roll bar. I had a roll bar, so it wouldn't have crushed the cab, but it would have done way more damage. And I get out, and I'm like, my dad's going to fucking kill me because the radiator was all jacked up, and it was tore up, dude. So we got it up to the thing, and I told my dad that I'd lost control on the road and spun out and hit the ditch because I didn't want to tell him the truth.
So you lied.
And then I went, we got it fixed. I took it out mudslinging
again after you just did this shit? Time.
So I come home and like 2 in the morning and I'm like, I'm tired and I go inside and I like laying in bed and my dad comes in. It was like early in the morning and he yanks me out of bed like by my ankles, like grabs me and yanks me, throws me outside. And he's like, if you're going to disrespect your truck like this, you don't need it. Because it was covered in mud. And he grabs a water hose. He opens the driver's door and sprays everything inside. All the electronics, everything. Just hoses everything down. Like, he's so pissed. And I was just like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, in my head, I wouldn't say that to my dad because I don't want to die.
Yeah. He wrapped your neck with that hose and hang you from the tree.
You know, it. That 84 Chevy, like, still fired up. Like, it still worked, even though it was drenched in water. It fucked up my CD player in the back seat because I had that six-disc CD changer. Wait,
you
had a CD?
Oh, you had that big-ass monster disc changer?
Mm-hmm, yeah, six-disc, baby. Six-disc changer. See, I didn't have...
What did you learn here? Where should you have put that changer?
There was no safe place to put it.
You put it in the trunk. If you only open the doors, you put it in the trunk and wire it up that way.
Okay, so we're for the listeners in a pickup truck, where is the trunk located?
Oh, that's right. Never mind. You have a truck. Continue.
So for the listeners, please tell me where in the pickup truck the trunk is located where you can put it where it won't get wet.
Nope, you're right.
You
know what it is? Hold on. I'm looking at the picture of the Galaxy 500 on me. I'll take that one. I'll own it. I did a fucking dumb move. Go ahead. Anyway, continue.
Jesus,
so he douses your sixth exchanger.
That was it. That's all he did.
And he didn't kill you any further?
No, he was so pissed off at me on that. He way overreacted. And a funny side story is
he hosed down your car.
A funny side story is, I don't, it all depends on what you guys believe, but like, I went to go talk to a medium one time, mm-hmm. and my dad had passed recently, and mm-hmm. he actually came into the mediumship and told the lady that he was extremely sorry for what he'd done to my pickup truck, that he'd acted out of rage. Now, it literally sent goosebumps down my spine when she mm-hmm. said that, because that's not something you can Google.
Right.
That's not something you can look up. That's not something I've shared online. It's not like I went on my Facebook and like wrote the story. Like, this is really the first time that I've actually shared it in a public domain.
Right.
But for her to be that specific, and it was within like, I don't know, 3 months of my dad dying, like relatively quickly. And I didn't go there to talk to him. Like, I had the appointment made for me by my wife because she thought it'd be fun. She didn't give the lady my name. She didn't give her no information. I didn't tell her anything when I walked in, and she literally didn't even know who I was. And she pulled that shit out of her pocket, because I was expecting, because I don't have a lot of relatives that I know, you know, that have passed and stuff. So I was really expecting her to be like, oh yeah, I see a multitude of people here. They all love you and they all want to talk to you. And I'd be like, ah, bullshit.
Yeah. So you went as a skeptic is what you're saying.
100% skeptic. And then she hit me with that shit. And I was like, oh, what kind of hoodoo voodoo bullshit is this?
Shit is this?
I'm going to hell right now. Game over, man. I was like,
and just like that, you thought of all the negative shit that happened that you did.
I did. Like, I was like, Jesus, I just opened up Pandora's gate. I'm fucked. Game over.
Game over, man. Game over.
Game over, man. Game over. But yeah. Yeah. Hey, so there's a lot of other reasons. A lot of other times I should have died in life. Like, a lot of dumb shit I've done. Like, we were racing on the parkway and didn't realize that the bridge wasn't built. Like, it wasn't finished. So we're doing like 90 miles an hour. Yeah, we're doing 90 miles an hour. I'm sitting in the passenger seat racing, and I'm looking, and I look down the road. I'm like, hey, I don't think this road's done yet. And he's like, shut up. I'm like, drop. I'm like, almost beat him. I'm like, you're almost going to beat him because we're out of road. And he like slammed on the brakes, and the other guy slammed on his brakes because I guess his spotter saw it at the same time. And we both went sliding up and almost went over the edge. Like, it was so close. Like, so close. Like, I was like, my heart was pounding. I was like, we're literally gonna fucking Dukes of Hazzard off this bitch. You know? I mean, they had the those barricades up at the top, the concrete barricade and the like the construction barricade in front of that, like the little thing that has the little blinky lights on it. But I don't think that would have stopped us doing 100 miles an hour.
No way. First of all, you probably would have ate that wall and got ejected out of your cars and flipped over it. You'd have been dead. Would not have survived that.
That would have been a shitty night.
And if you would have survived it, you would have been like Timmy and Jimmy in South Park, you know, either with the walker or with the damn, you know, sitting in a chair going, Mikey.
The other fun thing we used to do is we'd like to do like ski out the door, where you basically –
Jesus Christ.
On my cowboy
boots
today
about you, man.
On my cowboy boots, I had metal tacks in the back of the cowboy boots, and you would hop out of the truck while you're doing like 60 miles an hour and ski on the metal. So you'd be throwing sparks. You hold yourself up between the door and the hood of the car, and you just ski, and it wear away the metal on the thing. But you know, if you hit something fucking hard, like, you'd be dead.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah,
you
know,
I thought my shit was stupid, but damn, I'm realizing you're a lot dumber than I am.
I remember one time I had a police scanner in my truck, and we were driving through Wabash area. And
smart. Right there, just stop there.
It was like four vehicles, and we were following each other. And then the cop goes, yeah, I've seen these suspicious looking vehicles. And he blue pickup truck. And like named other three vehicles. He's like, I'm going to intercept them at this road, like reporting in. So like right before we get to that road, I turn right. And he'd be like, suspect made a right hand turn onto this road. I'm going to turn around and get them at this road. So as you get there, I'd turn left, you know, like literally I was playing like, it was like that like snake game where you're staying away from the border, you know, or Tron, you know?
Yeah, I know.
So I guess finally he realized what had happened was, and I guess he had messaged his buddy somehow, and they had cornered us.
Oh, and
first thing he goes is like, step out of the vehicle. And so we start the vehicle. He's like, do you have a police scanner? And I said, yes, sir, I do. And he says, like, do you know it's a felony to have a police scanner? And I said, actually, it's not a felony to own a police scanner. It's only a felony if it's hard mounted into the vehicle. And this is not. I was like, you know, because I'm a smart ass. Like,
yeah.
And he fucking pissed. Like, he made me
do the sobriety.
I hadn't been drinking at all. So he made me, like, do the sobriety test, like, the whole nine yards. Like, he was looking for any little thing that he could do to, like, fuck up my life at that moment. But, you know, luckily, couldn't find nothing. Luckily, he was a good enough cop that he didn't plant anything. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, no shit. Like, throw this day, fucking like, bag of weed in your car or something.
This day and age, I'd be like, the cops probably throw shit in the car.
Yep. And then it's their word versus yours. Period.
Yeah.
And guess whose word they're going to believe? The cop.
Yeah. We haven't even got to our Tech Talk Tuesday yet. We already blown 30 minutes.
I know, right? Oh, my God. Well, guys, we're just going to have to save technology and maybe wind it into another episode down, you know, the next day, because, you know, that's what happens when we take 3 days. We go down memory lane, you know. But I do want to finish with one thing, and then, you know, then we'll get out of here. But I have, you know, the only other time, same car, right? Yeah. Gets that repaired, right? That Volvo, my buddy.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I was telling you about earlier.
Yeah.
He gets it repaired. He picks me up. It's the middle of the night. We had a girl that we wanted to, like, teach a lesson. So right. they lived in Casa Loma. So you remember where Casa Loma is. So we drove his car up to her house, and her mom had her top down on her convertible.
Yeah.
And we threw eggs onto the car. Well, the light came on, and I guess the mom heard us. So he punches it, cuts across the orange groves, right?
Uh-huh.
They had literally just cut the trees down. So the stumps were there.
Oh, Jesus.
He hits this fucking stump so hard, dude, that we get stuck on the second one that he hits. And it's rocking back and forth. All of a sudden, we smell gas. We look under the car, and gas is spewing out of the freaking car. He's cut the gas line in his car because, you know, back then, the gas lines were right there. You know what I mean? There was no tucked away in the inner body, you know, and all that kind of shit. Now it's like it was on the outside, big steel wire that kind of went down the pipe, you know, cut it open, ruptured it. His dad shows up again. This time I was with him, and his dad was so fucking pissed at us both. Not only because we fucked up the car, because the cops showed up and they were getting us for throwing aerial missiles and shit like that. I mean, they were throwing it at us, Jesus. Dude. Yeah. And we were like, what the fuck? It was the worst, man. I got in so much trouble. I mean, actually, I avoided a lot of trouble, but I should have been in trouble, like you said, you know?
Yeah, just the good old days. I don't think I could have gotten away.
No, today, really, I would already been in cuffs. I would have been in cuffs on the first couple of offenses, and I would have been gone. So that would have been the end of me. Speaking of being gone, Mikey, got anything before we get out of here? Let's just cut. Let's cut and run.
No. Goodbye.
No, goodbye. Guys, head over to dailybm.com. Don't forget, check out all our socials. Also, masondangerbeardco.com. Don't forget, head over there, get 20% off using promo code dailybm. And with that, we will see you guys tomorrow, and we will catch you on the flip side.
Deuces.
Have a good one.